Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. Great good day. Come on in. We've got the Golf Club here. Why don't you get comfortable, get comfy, because the Golf Club's about a bunch of people coming together to have a great time talking golf. And I've got some fabulous people who are going to be on the show. Alex Maselli, founder of Morning Read. He created golf.com back, probably doesn't want to tell you how long ago that was. He also is publisher of Golf Week magazine. And now he's got Morning Read, and we'll talk to him about golf. We've got so much going on in the world with the Ryder Cup coming up, the Tour Championship, the FedEx Cup winner, and the final major of the year, the Evian Championship. Right now, all the pundits were saying, oh no, there's like, from on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it an American will win this? Well, most of them gave him a 2. And a lot of the folks from Korea, of course, the ladies were closer to the top. But right now, Amy Olsen leads 14 under, Se-young Kim 12 under, Mo Martin, another American, 10 under, NB Park 9 under, and 3 are tied in that position with Angela Stanford, another American, Georgia Hall, who just won the British, and Ryan O'Toole is tied for 7th as well. So this is a really nice, tight leaderboard. It's going to be very exciting. Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions, PGA Tour. He's going to be with us too. You know that Rory McIlroy is coming? Yes, this is the first time he'll be at the Tournament of Champions. The weather today, partly cloudy, scattered showers windward and Mauka, isolated showers leeward. So south side, it's going to be kind of nice. And if you're looking for a place to play a round of golf today, we've got a tee time for you over on the Big Island. There's a 9:50 and Volcano has a 9:10. It's 62 degrees, kind of warm. Poipu Bay, Waimea High School is having a fundraiser. There's an 11:30 and a 12:50. That is definitely on the south side. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, maybe a little bit wet. They've got an 8:40 and a 9:50. Kapolei's sold out. Kahili Golf has a 9:30 and a 10 o'clock. And Wailea, 9 o'clock. Emerald Course, 9:45. And over at Maui Nui, the Sheldon Dudouat for Cancer Tournament is underway. So we want you all to get out there and hit the sweet spot every time, or just bottom line, have fun if you don't. Speaking of fun, the Fall Invitational Golf Tournament is October 5th for the Aloha State Junior Golfers. North Shore Junior Golf Association is the Aloha State Junior Golfers, and they're having a fundraiser for Aloha State Junior Golfers. Barbers Point Golf Course, two-person team, $100 per player. The teams will only be 24, but they're also offering $20 mulligans. So that's, you know, if you don't golf, consider being a hole sponsor or donating some team prizes. But that's Aloha State Junior Golfers fundraiser coming up real soon. If you'd like to get more information, just go to alohastatejuniorgolfers.org. Okay, Alex Maselli will be with us shortly, and we want to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we've got Alex calling in a couple of minutes. Alex Maselli is the founder of Morning Read. He's at The Morning Read on Twitter. And you can get The Morning Read just by going to Morning Read and putting in your email address, and boom, you've got it. So that's all it takes. So we're going to bring him into the clubhouse because he's got something special that he's got planned. Good morning, Alex.
Danielle, how are you?
Excellent. It's a fabulous day. We've just had a couple of hurricanes blow through. Lane, Olivia, brought a lot of water, flooded Hilo, 4 feet, kind of like what's-her-name's doing on the East Coast. And, you know, that it's so true what they're saying. once the hurricane comes through, doesn't mean it's gone. It means that it's going to bring rain. It's like that trailing water that comes, and it just keeps, if it's going 2 miles an hour, just like it was here when Lane came through, 2 miles an hour means it's just sitting over you and drenching you. You're not near there, are you?
No, I'm not. But I wish I was, because I just got the water bill, and I'd rather have to pay for that. Not paying for that water versus the water I have to pay for.
Oh, really? Okay. Alex Maselli, founder of Morning Read. It's a golf newsletter. He's a golf writer, of course, a journalist, a reporter, a golfer.
Danny, how could you say it's a golf newsletter? It is the best golf newsletter.
Okay. The best golf newsletter. Best golf newsletter in the world. And it's only going to get better, right?
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so.
Well, you told me that your readers are demanding more. Who are your readers? They're demanding more in-depth. They want more interesting things, things that people won't write about in other publications. But Morning Read is going to do it.
Well, you know, I think, Daniel, what's interesting is that when we started, we would do one and then sometimes two stories a day. And the only criticism I would have from people was, oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I just want more. And I think they mean, like, more content.
They want more content. Absolutely. Did we just lose Alex?
You know, the problem is, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you, Alex. It's must be that water bill causing much difficulties with your connection.
Is that any better, Daniel?
Yes, that's better. Yes.
I think what you find, though, is that, you know, Morning Read is something that, I mean, by the name itself, it's supposed to be a morning read. We can't have it, like, taking in the afternoon. So it's not like we want people to have 20 stories to read. We're not a website. It's a newsletter. So we have to kind of run this balance between how many stories, what kind of stories they are. And so that's why when people say they want more, I mean, we're always trying to give them what they want, but at some point, you can't give them too much.
Right. So what is your plan? I understand that you've got a subscription service. It's going to be $12 if you get in there now, or $24. And it's no ads, just content.
Right. Well, this is for the weekend. We want to do what we thought was is that Morning Read is still a Monday through Friday product. And so that will still be free. It'll still go to everybody's email box Monday through Friday. But if they wanted something on the weekend, we are creating a morning, what we call Morning Read Insider, and it's going to be more like a New York Times Magazine type of thing, where you're going to get golf stories, but they're going to be different. I'll give you an example. Like, I'm, you know, obviously the Ryder Cup is not that far away now, and when I was there a year ago, one of the things I did, or I was working on, is a story I'm trying to find. If you come to Paris and you're spending a couple days in Paris and you're going to the Ryder Cup, you know, what are some of the things you could do? And one of the things that I thought would be interesting is trying to find the best chocolate croissant in Paris. So I wandered all over Paris, both sides of the Seine, looking for the best chocolate croissant. And so there's a story about chocolate croissants in Paris and places you can go, and the different croissants and how they taste, and the place that they're selling them. And so that's an example of kind of a golf, but not golf kind of story.
Those are important stories. Those are very important stories, because you don't spend...
I wouldn't go important, but I would say...
Okay, Alex. Why don't we get to one of your important stories, shedding light on golf's dirty little secret, in which you used Hurricane Florence bearing down on the Carolinas to talk to us about scary Mother Nature. And scary is not the word often used in a golf context. And when it is, it never could equate to Florence's wrath after the storm comes ashore, kind of what I was thinking in my opening. So the poll, that was a very good golf magazine poll, by the way, anonymous poll asking the professional golfers in the world, hey, by the way, would you cheat? Have you cheated? Do you know somebody who's cheated? And the answers were interesting. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, I was reading through the poll, just like everybody else, I've seen some inklings of the poll and some of the results on Twitter. But I'm reading through the poll and I go, like, there's this question which you just asked. And it's like 44% of the professional players have said they have witnessed cheating on the PGA Tour. Now, the fact that they would say that, even in a confidential poll, I thought was interesting. I always believe that there is rules violations on a daily basis on the PGA Tour, mostly because the rule book is bigger than the old Honolulu telephone book. But yet these players are talking about witnessing it and knowing that players are cheating, which the word itself is never really used in golf because nobody wants to say the word cheating. So I thought it was. I think it would be if it was me, meaning if I was the commissioner of the PGA Tour, I would have a huge concern if that's the case because people are cheating because they can. You know, if you get called out on it, if you get penalized for it, then all of a sudden you're not going to cheat anymore, are you? But if people can cheat, then they're going to cheat. And I think that is a huge issue when you have 44% of your players saying that they have witnessed cheating. And it wasn't like it was a one-time thing. From the question and the answers, I would assume we're talking about that it's a continual thing that happens out there.
Exactly. That's I thought maybe the guys just gave their caddy this thing to fill out. I don't have time for this. Hey, you fill this out. And as a result, we got some interesting but honest answers. What I also like when you were talking about the questions in the poll, one of them was, does the ball go too far? And I think 100% of the players said no.
So yeah, they look, you know, you have to remember golf is entertainment. So entertainment is when watching people hit long drives. I mean, as you know, when we go to Kapalua every year, it's not about how short they hit it, is it?
No, it's always about how far it is. They want long drive contests. Hopefully without all the long drive contest hoopla that goes into it. But maybe that would make it more interesting. So I switch gears a little bit because what I like a lot about Morning Read is the letters to the editor. The letters that come in responding to the stuff that's being written about in Morning Read. I think that's very cool. Other sports use uniform balls, so why not golf? That was one of the questions posed. And you put them out there and you comment on them, and I think that's a very cool way of handling those incoming questions and answers.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I think has been the most surprising is the amount of email in this particular case that we get from readers. Relatively unsolicited, I'd have to say, and it just continues to grow. And, you know, I think in most cases, I would say 99% of the cases, it's a very educated response by the reader. It's not just, you know, blather.
Yes, it is educated. It isn't blather. They're very smart, your readers.
Yeah, it's a great mix that we have of readership, and I think that's the thing that's probably been the most surprising when we started this like a little over a year and a half ago.
Great. Well, I want the charming Alex Maselli to tell us about how people can go about getting their Morning Read either free or subscription without the advertising.
Well, you can just go to morningread.com, and that's where you can subscribe easily. And I have to be honest with you, Danielle, we're still working through, if you're not already a subscriber, we're still working through how I would link you or get you into the paid thing. But that'll get taken care of pretty quickly. But if you subscribe, you'll find when you get your first Morning Read, there will probably be a link or an ad of some type pushing you towards the weekend edition. And I have to be honest with you, I think the weekend edition is going to be tremendous. It's the first time in all my life that I've ever done a newsletter where there's people pay to get it. So my concern there has always been making sure it's the best thing possible. So that's my goal. So I think when you're talking about $12 a year, which is basically $25 a week, or 25 cents rather, a week, I don't know where else you could find as good a coverage and as good as content you're going to find for 25 cents a week.
I think it's great. I love it because we get so many different. I love reading Adam Shupak. I love having him on the show. Ted Bishop is fun to read whenever something comes up. And a lot of times, you know, I'll read something in Morning Read and I'll reach out to the author and say, hey, you got time to talk about it? So Morning Read gets talked about considerably on this radio show, The Golf Club.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad to hear that, Danielle.
Yes, I'm glad I made you happy finally. Are you gonna come to Hawaii for the Sony Open or the Century Tournament of Champions? Per chance, you know Rory McIlroy's coming.
Yeah, I know. I'm seriously thinking about it.
Oh, good. Yay!
Yeah. I have to tell you though, the cost of coming to Hawaii is not inexpensive for us journalists. So
I know. I know. We'll find you a place, a bed and breakfast, someplace really inexpensive that's charming and comfortable. I don't know what to do about the flight, but Hawaiian Airlines has a nice round trip out of Boston for like $600. That's pretty reasonable. I think you can do it from New York City, too. So check out Hawaiian Airlines.
I will do that. But I'm thinking about coming because I haven't been for a couple years.
I miss you.
So as long as I get a chance to sit down with you at Sony, which is one of my favorite tournaments of the year, I think the Sony Open at Wailea is one of the best tournaments on the PGA Tour.
And with that said, let's talk a little bit about the Tour Championship that's coming up. And in specific, I get the funny feeling that you're not a big Tiger Woods fan. But what do you think of what he's done this year?
Well, let's be honest. Considering everything that's gone on with him, you have to be somewhat amazed of what he's been able to accomplish. This is assuming a lot of things, but there's only one other player that I can even think of that has had the issues that they have had, and then his ability to deal with it, and that's got to be Ben Hogan.
Yes.
The fact that Ben Hogan, now Hogan's situation was obviously much worse than Tiger's situation, and it was a completely different era and everything else, but bottom line is Hogan, what Hogan did was tremendous. Now, I still don't believe Tiger's going to win. I still don't believe he's going to win a major, but I am very surprised on how well he's done. And, if he's going to win a tour event at all, you want to win events where there's a limited field. So that gives the Tour Championship at East Lake with 30 guys. That's probably his best chance of the season. So we'll see what happens.
Okay, but he's playing against the best players on the PGA Tour in this limited field. It's not like by invitation only. Yes, go ahead.
No, you're right. But still, it's all about the numbers. Yeah. That's what it comes down to. So it's a heck of a lot easier to beat 29 other guys to beat 155 guys.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it was interesting to see, though, the pros in that anonymous newsletter or anonymous questionnaire, the poll, whatever it is. It shouldn't be anonymous. They should put their names on it. They all think that Tiger Woods is A, going to win again, and B, going to win a major.
Yeah, well, I mean, the major one is I think you have to be a bit delusional. I mean, I know that people will say, well, look what he did at the PGA, look what he did at the British Open. But that's the problem. Look what he did at the PGA and look what he did at the British Open. Chances, and they let him get a bye. And, I thought that near the end of the season, I thought he looked a little more tired. I thought he looked a little more stressed on his body. I think he was walking a little differently. He's not getting any younger, and these guys just continue to get better. So yeah, when you think about it,
he's a harsh critic, isn't he?
You think 5 years ago, there's no Jordan Spieth, there's no Justin Thomas, there's no Brooks Koepka, right? 5 years ago, there's none of those guys. Where's the guys that are coming up in the next year or 2 years or 3 years? John Rahm. Those guys didn't exist before. That's how quickly these guys come. And so can Tiger continue to battle those guys and the new guys that are coming in and win a golf tournament? And all I'm saying is that I think it's too hard.
You may be right. And then again, I look at this list of 30 guys, and Jordan Spieth isn't on this list. So we seem to, batter somebody who's coming back. And, Tiger Woods winning or losing, I'm just thrilled that he's playing. He's up the ticket sales 170%. Actually, the price has gone up 170%, I think, when the second people buying them and then reselling them. You can still get tickets for $30 if you know the right people. but Spieth isn't here. He missed the Tour Championship. So he's having an off week, and he's only something 25, 24. It happens.
Yeah, it does happen. It does happen. But I think the fields are so good now that, the fields, and I'm not going to say the fields that Tiger played in before were not good. They were. But I think you have the depth now, I think, is such that it makes it much harder for Tiger to go ahead and win. It's certainly possible. You know, you're thinking when he's making the turn on Sunday at the Open Championship,
I know,
that it's a given. It's a given, but it wasn't. And, you know, and I think, and if anything, it wasn't a physical issue with him. It was a mental issue.
You're right.
A mental error on 11.
Yes.
And that just gets back to he's not the same guy he was.
Yes, he's not. I mean, I can only imagine what he must feel like when he's on the, like, he's in the zone, he's playing, and he's doing really well, and all of a sudden the thought comes to him, I could win this. Oh, my God. You know, and all of a sudden, the nerves that you thought you don't have anymore, all of a sudden you have them because there's just a lot going on in his world. And Tiger Woods has made many mistakes. I'm not overlooking all of his flaws, but I'm just pretty amazed at what he's accomplished. He's 20th in standings right now for the Tour Championship. Let's finish with Ryder Cup. You talked about Paris, and the reason I said that's an important story, Alex, is because people go to a golf tournament, but, you know, when I went to the Masters, if you can't get in the next day, something to do at Augusta is just about nil. You know, in Paris, if you can't get a ticket that day and maybe your ticket's the next day, what are you going to do that day? Oh, I want to experience something. I want to make this a very fun time. And telling people where to get the best chocolate croissant is a really cool thing to be able to do. So on that note, as the European Tour or the U.S. European Tour, is the European team or the U.S. team? As somebody said in an article, it's not the European Tour versus the PGA Tour, but sometimes it feels like that. Okay, is it the U.S. team or is it the European team that's the underdog?
Well, I think it's going to be, from a team standpoint, it's the Europeans are underdog. But I think there's a balance there. The handicap is the fact that the Europeans have played Le Golf National, which is where the Ryder Cup is going to be played. They have played that so many times. I mean, Francesco Molinari, as an example, I think has played 10 times in tournaments in the French Open at Le Golf National. So they have a considerable advantage on the knowledge of the golf course. And that's not hay, really. I mean, it's important. That golf course is not easy. It's quirky. You're going to have to be able to manage your way around that golf course. And a lot of times you're going to do it without driver. So that means, you know, there's also now all of a sudden we're not going to have the advantage that we may have had in the past because we could just drive the ball so much further, even though right now Rory McIlroy, I think, is leading the tour on driving distance. So I just think that it's going to be how we handle that golf course. It's not how we're going to handle match play, per se, as much as how we're going to be able to handle that golf course because it is difficult and it's quirky. And
they're setting it up. They're setting it up.
They are setting it up. And you know what's odd, too, is if you look at Tommy Fleetwood, who won there a couple years ago, if you look at Alex Noren, who won there this year, or you look at Graham McDowell, but really more Fleetwood and Noren, they had very, very little success at that golf course before winning. And then in case of Fleetwood, then he misses the cut the next year. It is one of those places where it's feast or famine each year. It doesn't matter who you are. So it's not like Jordan Spieth rolling into Augusta National knowing that Jordan Spieth is always going to play well at Augusta. That's not the case at Le Golf National. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. But I think we have a better team top to bottom, meaning the United States. I think there's a little discontent in the fact that Thomas Bjorn picked Sergio Garcia. Many thought he should have picked someone else, most likely Rafa Cabrera-Bale.
Yeah.
So, you know, you never want to have any of those little fissions in the team room when it starts, which, you know, Thomas Bjorn is smart enough to know that. But it's just one of the things you just don't want to have.
Absolutely. This is Alex Maselli. He founded Morning Read, the best golf newsletter. And you can get it. All you have to do is go to morningread.com, put your email address in, and it'll come to you in the inbox. And then you'll find out all about the special weekend edition of Morning Read. Alex, really nice talking to you again. Don't be such a stranger. I missed you for the Open. You were so busy with the BBC.
Yes, I'm sorry, Daniel, but I'll make it to you. I promise.
Thank you, Alex. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Alex Urban. He's the general manager of, yes, the Century Tournament of Champions. And yes, McIlroy is on his way. Well, he's got to do some golf first, like the Ryder Cup. But he'll be here in January. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Are you dreaming about a golf vacation to Ireland? Do you want to play some of the best golf courses in the world? Well, now is your chance. Danielle and the team at the Golf Club Radio Show have teamed up with Fairways and Fundays, Ireland's best golf tour operator, to offer you a chance to visit Ireland in 2019. Play some of the world's best golf courses. Enjoy spectacular scenery and exhilarating evening entertainment. And, of course, sample the odd pint of Guinness. This is a perfect tour for golfers and non-golfers alike. Contact Danielle and her team at the Golf Club Radio Show for more information. We look forward to seeing you in the Emerald Isle in 2019.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And to find out more about the exclusive winners tour to Ireland in September of 2019, just visit our webpage, radiogolfclub.com. Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions, welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha, how are you?
Excellent. It's a beautiful day on the south side, a little rain. I understand you guys got a lot of rain during the last hurricane.
Yeah, I think, the first one that came through, we actually almost got no rain, so it was interesting. We did get a good amount of rain the other day, but I just saw the golf course and the guys up there, and I think all is well at Kapalua.
Absolutely. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. The drainage there is excellent, so I wasn't worried about the golf courses at all. Rory McIlroy, 14-time winner on the PGA Tour, committed to come to the 2019 Century Tournament of Champions this week. This is fabulous news.
Yeah, we couldn't be more excited. I mean, I think you've seen over the last few years the buy-in from everyone on the player side on the PGA Tour, especially with the younger guys. You know, you had Jordan Spieth win a few years ago and Justin Thomas, playing well here. And then you have
Dustin Johnson,
that young crew, and Patrick Reed
yes.
picking up a win. And it's the buy-in from those young guys, and I think at the end of the day, Rory just started to feel a little bit like he was left out, so he had to come see what Kapalua was all about, so we couldn't be more excited to have him here.
It's absolutely fabulous. Of course, he qualified because it's a winner's-only tournament, winning the
yes.
Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard back in March, and he seemed to like lose his game a little bit, but he's coming on strong again.
Yeah, Rory's funny. I feel like he's a pretty streaky player and kind of always has been. And when it clicks for him, he wins by a lot. I mean, you look at, he won his first major at Congressional by 8 shots, and then he won by a bunch at Kiowa. And so it feels like when he wins big. So it does kind of have that feeling like he's about to turn a corner. He's been playing pretty well in the FedEx Cup playoffs. So I'll be interested to see what he does what he does at Eastlake next week.
Exactly. I like what he said. He said, I'm incredibly excited to play at the Century Tournament of Champions in January for the first time. It's a meaningful tournament to qualify for because you have to win to get in. And winning isn't easy on the PGA Tour. I can't wait to get out to Maui in January to experience the plantation course and everything the island has to offer. Do you think, like, let's say, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy will bring his extended family, like maybe his mom and dad, including, his wife?
That's a great question. You know, I haven't really spoken to him that closely about it. I mean, I would certainly be surprised if he didn't bring Erica. I imagine that his wife will join him here.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the rest of the family, but I certainly would bring them if I was him.
Yeah, and she would, kill him if she didn't come to Maui.
It's not a bad place to be.
No, it's not. And I know that the women who come with their players, they love being there because of all the things. The PGA Tour really works to make everybody comfortable, not just the contenders, but their families. And sometimes they stay for 2 weeks. They have special requests. Sure. And you guys all, at the Kapalua and the PGA Tour, you make sure all of those needs are met. It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we see this tournament, and I see this tournament as very much an aspirational thing. One of the greatest perks to winning on the PGA Tour is that you get to open your calendar year here, at Kapalua at the Century Tournament of Champions. And I think you see plenty of guys. Like, I know Webb Simpson has already booked a bunch of hotel rooms for his entire family.
See?
And the guys just love being here, and it's kind of infectious.
Yeah, it is infectious. You know, when you watch them having fun on social media, they post swimming someplace. And I think it was last year, I saw them like playing near the coral reef. I'm like, don't do that. I mean, I remember 1 year when somebody cut his foot on the coral. Be careful. Put shoesies on. You know, it's like the tabbies. Put a tabby on your foot. You need to have those in stock, by the way. So we have Keegan Bradley, Paul Casey, Jason Day because of his 2 wins, Bryson DeChambeau, his 3 wins. Bryson is such a great kid. I can say that because I'm a lot older than Bryson. But I met him at the Sony, and he worked with the HSJGA. They have the event that the kids play with the professionals. He filled in for somebody who couldn't be there. Such a wonderful young man.
Yeah, and Bryson's interesting. You know, he's, of course, one of the more interesting guys in the way he approaches the game of golf and just how analytical he is in how he approaches even his golf swing. But, he's been a pretty vocal supporter of this event, from the first time he played it this last year. And I think he's been pretty outspoken with how much he wanted to come back. And so, obviously with a couple of wins, he's headed back this way. And we couldn't be more excited to have him. But yeah, he does approach the game a little differently, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. He's got to analyze everything. I mean, when you talk to him about the swing, it's like, what speak are we speaking here? I didn't do that well in physics. And so, but he's analyzing everything. Another 3-time winner is Dustin Johnson. And then 2-time Patton Kizzire, really great player. One day he's going to come on strong. Brooks Koepka with 2 wins as well. And a Satoshi Kodaira. Is he coming from Japan?
Yes. As far as I know, he will be here. Satoshi, with his win, I believe it was at Hilton Head, and really fantastic support from his family. I really enjoyed watching him win.
Yes.
And then a couple of the other guys you mentioned are just horses for this golf course. I mean, obviously, Dustin Johnson
is the defending champion.
What he did to this place last year was unbelievable.
Yes.
As many times as I've seen the replay of his shot on 12, that finished one roll short of being a hole-in-one on that par 4.
I remember that.
I have no idea how it didn't go in.
I know. That was amazing. We just sat there like, really? Really?
Yeah.
Satoshi coming from Japan, once an LPGA player came, and she was so popular in Japan, they had 60 members of the media from Japan came specifically to cover her. So I'm wondering what kind of excitement you know, Satoshi will create, because to be a winner on the PGA Tour, it really elevates your stature, and then to be in the Tournament of Champions, I can't imagine not a lot of people coming. Except, you know, I don't know, Phil Mickelson and his knees, is that, do you think Phil will come? That would be so cool.
It would be amazing, and you know, we're certainly always always optimistic. We haven't heard from his camp one way or the other at this point. You know, we've still got months until the tournament.
Yeah.
So, but he hasn't been here in a while. But he's also, you know, at a different stage in his life. So who knows what his decision he'll make? I certainly don't at this point. But we would absolutely love to have him. Who wouldn't?
I know. Francesco Molinari, Kevin Na, Scott Piercy, Ted Potter, Ian Poulter. Ian Poulter, I hope he follows Rory McIlroy's lead and gets over here. What a personality he's got. Just amazing, yeah. Right? Yeah.
He's been through some career ups and downs, too. I mean, there was that, I remember it was, you know, not that long ago, five or 8 years ago, when he was really in that world, very firmly in the world top 10, and was really challenging to make a push up that towards world number one. And then you know, golf's a funny game, and then it sometimes it'll punch back. But he's done a really awesome job of turning it back around and picking up a win on tour. And we're certainly excited to have him here. I think he's at least indicating that he will be here at this point. But yeah. Like I said, we got months until we know exactly who's going to be in the field.
Exactly. And Ian Poulter, much like Keegan Bradley, I mean, talk about putting his game back together, right?
Oh, that was fun to see. It was really, really nice to see Keegan pull out a victory. Golf can be unforgiving, and when you're not performing how you know you can, it can become kind of a dark game. So it's always great to see when guys can bring it back and get themselves back into the winner's circle. And Keegan's a perfect example of that.
Yes. Yeah. Another one is, I mean, did Bubba Watson surprise you this year or what? I mean, one year he's talking about, I think I'm going to leave the tour. Next, he comes back and wins three times.
I know. You know what? No, I never doubt. You can't doubt talent like that. I mean, what he does when he hits a golf ball, I mean, it's different than what most of the other guys are doing. You know, in terms of what he's doing and curving and flighting balls, especially in this day and age when the ball is spinning less, kind of left to right, but he's still curving the ball 30, 40, 50 yards off of tees. And you have to think that this golf course has to suit his eye, because it's very much, there's not a flat piece of ground. You know, it's obviously on the side of a mountain. He had that famous shot into 18 a few years ago where he took driver off the deck and kind of curved it in there.
I was there.
Right to left. And
yes.
It felt like it rolled for about a minute and a half and then ended up about 8 feet from the hole. It was an absolutely incredible shot.
And yeah, that's before people were doing the driver off the deck in tournaments. You know, it was like,
right?
Bubba's going to drive it off the deck? I mean, look at that. It was like shocking. And he pulled it off with like it was nothing. It was like something I do all the time. It's just amazing to watch. Amazing
talent
to watch.
Talent like that rises to the top. So I'm not surprised that he won, you know, a few times this year already.
Yeah. We have John Rahm, another exciting player. Of course, we'll be up against him in the Ryder Cup. He's on the European team, went to school in the States, and got his golf degree. You know, Patrick Reed, always fun to watch. Patrick Reed.
Yeah, former champion here.
Exactly. Webb Simpson, Brant Snedeker, one of my favorite players. Such a cool person, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Brant's awesome. Brant, I still believe, played one of the greatest rounds in the last 10 years on the PGA Tour. Before I got out here to work on this tournament full-time, I was working on the tour's communications team, and it was at Torrey Pines a couple years ago when they had that really bad storm, and it was like sustained 30, 40, 50 miles an hour wind, and got, I think, more than half the field shot in the 80s, and he was under par that day.
Yes.
Unbelievable round of golf.
Yes, and that was, I think, when the flag sticks were bent sideways.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Perpendicular with the ground. It was an amazing moment. And the thing that was really strange, it was on two holes. Everybody else heard the horn go and go, why? Well, because over there it's unplayable. So just deal with it.
Yeah, we certainly don't want a repeat of that 2011 year. It is funny because the wind is so much stronger out on those back nine holes. You get down on 10, 11, and 12, and they're kind of more exposed out there right in front of Honolulu Bay. And it's that was an interesting year. We hope for not a repeat of that.
We're not going to have... No. It's all roses. Speaking of roses, Justin Rose. Now, there's a player who has not won yet the Tournament of Champions. And I know he played the Sony Open when he first got on the tour. He was waiting to see if somebody would pull out because he wasn't in the field yet. Somebody did decide they couldn't play. They withdrew. And he's running down, this is from Bob Bubka, he's running down the hallway at the Kahala Hilton trying to get his pants on so he can get there in time to make the tee time. So he's got history in Hawaii. I certainly hope that we see him playing here at the Tournament of Champions. That would be awesome. I'm talking with Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions. I wanted to take a real quick break, Alex, and talk to you a little bit about what's going to be happening, how, you know, ticket sales. And Alex Urban, this is the first time we've talked. Normally I talk with Nancy Cross. So maybe you can tell us a little bit how, you know, things have changed. Nancy Cross is still there, of course. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions at the PGA Tour here in Hawaii to be the General Manager of the Century Tournament of Champions. Now, the bottom line about PGA Tour events, if you don't know, is that the PGA Tour, of course, manages the players, and then the event is really a nonprofit. And there's a nonprofit arm that is like over the summer, the Century Tournament of Champions gave more than a dozen Maui nonprofit organizations a lot of money. And the Century chairman and president and CEO, Pete McParkland, who's been on the show before, he was here. $310,000 went to the charities at the Lahaina Luna High School Sudi Kuli Stadium. And there was a performance, and the money was distributed with the last year's donations, or this year's donations, I should say, because it was really this year. The tournament has generated more than $6.3 million for the community charities since it moved to Maui in 1999. That's really cool. So how does this work now, Alex? You and Nancy working together, you on the player's side more and Nancy on the charities?
Well, I would say it's much more of a teamwork situation on kind of all aspects of the event. And And I say this, it's cliche, but it's accurate, which is that Nancy will forget more than I could ever know about this place.
Yeah.
And so if I can learn half as much as she knows, and I think that's even a tall ask, then I'm in great shape, because she's been here since 1982 and has seen a lot of different iterations of this event since its inception. And, you know, since it became what it is in 99, like you just said, and the $6.3 million that we've raised for Maui Charities since then is an incredible number that she's played such a close hand in. But, you know, I'm here to learn right now. And you know, when we brought Century in, and, you know, as a they're in for at least the next 4 years, and they're a really fantastic partner. I think the thought was, you know, hey, it's time to increase the staff size a little bit, put some more resources against this event, and it's got great player support, and the kind of what I alluded to before with our young guys really supporting the event and really, really jumping all in on being out here on Maui, just to throw some more resources at it. And, you know, hopefully I can bring some new perspectives and some new ideas. And, you know, my last job at the tour, for 5 years, I was on our communications team and worked about 50 tournaments. So I have some experience in terms of seeing, you know, what's worked at other events and similar events and different events. And, you know, things change quickly when it comes to live events, because the TV product is so good. You got to do some new things on site to make it really, really fun for the people that are there.
So Alex Urban, recently named the general manager of the Century Tournament of Champions. He's joining up with the tournament's executive director, Nancy Cross, and working together, they're going to make the Century Tournament of Champions even hotter. All right. Food trucks. What are you planning to do? Anything that you can tell us?
Yeah, actually, we are going to have some food trucks, and you'll see a more formal announcement at some point in the next few months as we lock the specifics down on them. But that's one of the things. It's funny what people, for an on-site experience, and I think of this even when I attend an event, you know, the food that you have there is such an important aspect to that. And I think what you've seen in the last few years is the prevalence and kind of proliferation of food trucks just in all walks of life. I mean, I see them at the mall. I see them. They're everywhere. There's these little food truck parks, and golf has really embraced that over the last few years. I've seen a lot of tournaments really embrace to great success the food truck movement, so to speak. And it's a big deal here on Maui. There's a lot of great food trucks, and I think that's what's cool about them, is that the food coming out of them is absolutely incredible. I don't think I've ever been to a food truck that I didn't like.
Exactly. We call them lunch wagons. Yeah, we've had lunch wagons for a long time. So lunch wagons have been in Hawaii forever, probably in other communities too. It's just become such an interesting part of cuisine. I mean, they all come with their home-cooked sort of taste, and I think that's part of the I was speaking with a chef earlier in the month about how when you used to go to a New York restaurant, it wasn't all fancy. It was like home cooking. You go into the Italian or the Chinese or wherever you're going, you got like home cooking there. And that's what the food trucks are. It's their comfort food. And then they've escalated into, we have our specialty trucks too. So it's really exciting. It's really exciting. Food and golf go together.
Exactly. So I think you're going to see some food trucks out here. I think you're going to see some fun menu items that are named after either our players or important things at the event. And we've had some success at that at other tournaments, and it's just such a natural fit here on Maui and is part of the culture. And that's, I think, kind of secondarily, something else we're really wanting to do is celebrate the things that are important to folks here on Maui. And so that's why, you know, we've had years have passed, but it's been a little while where we had, you know, like a Kamehameha rate for residents here and that sort of thing. So we've got that available on CenturyTournamentChampions.com along with all of our other tickets. But really just celebrating the community here, and we're designating Friday as Aloha Friday at the tournament and encouraging folks to wear their best or worst Aloha attire. And we'll give out prizes, and we're encouraging the players we're engaging with their teams as well to have them participate. Because I think you saw Ricky last year wearing his Hawaiian shirt on Thursday.
I was going to say
quite
that.
A hit.
Yes, it was. This is great.
I bought one. I've got one in my closet.
Yeah, and it's comfortable. Is it wicking fabric?
Oh, it's incredible.
It is incredible. Talking with Alex Urban, General Manager, Century Tournament of Champions. Rory McIlroy, 14-time winner on the PGA Tour, announced his commitment to come to the 2019 Century Tournament of Champions this week, making his first start, and he's can't wait to get out to Maui in January to experience the plantation course and everything the island has to offer. Alex, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, really appreciate you all having me.
Absolutely. We'll talk again, I'm certain, before the tournament begins. Thank you.
I would love that.
Aloha.
Aloha, thank you.
We're going to come back and talk with a gentleman, Esker Hills. Esker Hills. Esker has an interesting history, a very, very ancient history, a more modern history, and then it's completely changed into what it is today. It's in Ireland, and yes, it's one of the courses on the exclusive listeners tour that we've put together for September 2019. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Are you dreaming about a golf vacation to Ireland? Do you want to play some of the best golf courses in the world? Well, now is your chance. Danielle and the team at The Golf Club Radio Show have teamed up with Fairways and Fundays, Ireland's best golf tour operator, to offer you a chance to visit Ireland in 2019. Play some of the world's best golf courses. Enjoy spectacular scenery and exhilarating evening entertainment. And, of course, sample the odd pint of Guinness. This is a perfect tour for golfers and non-golfers alike. Contact Danielle and her team at the Golf Club Radio Show for more information. We look forward to seeing you in the Emerald Isle in 2019.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Well, we're waiting for Roy to call in from Esker Hills in Ireland. Just thought I'd let you know that it's going to be partly cloudy. That means that it'll be mostly sunny on the leeward side, mostly cloudy on the windward side, with scattered showers, and that's windward and Mauka, sometimes on the leeward side. High today, 89 degrees. The low down to 70 to 75. At least it'll get below 80 and we can sleep at night. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour. That's for Kauai Oahu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. And on the Big Island, mostly cloudy again on the windward side, partly cloudy leeward, and the winds are out of the northeast, so you've got really nice sleeping weather, 15 to 20 miles per hour. We've got something special going on, and it's the Aloha State Junior Golfers. And Aloha State Junior Golfers, I think there's a group in Kona at Kona Country Club that gets together of Aloha State Junior Golfers. And the sessions at Bayview, where I go to assist the coach with the kids, we're from 10 to 11 o'clock at Bayview Golf Course in Kaneohe. And they've totally made the driving range beautiful because there's new owners of Bayview and they're really making it nice. It was not nice before. It's just that they're sprucing it up, giving it some TLC and making it nice. So the Aloha State Junior Golfers program has golf training and character development. So if you want your little one to kind of know at least a little bit about golf, because golf can be used in so many facets of life. You can play for fun. You can play the kids. Socializing with kids, they learn to be polite while they learn how to hold a club. They learn to let somebody go, you know, to just be good to each other. I suppose that's polite as well. All the different things that a kid needs to know, they're taught responsibility and courtesy, making wise decisions. Certainly, I don't always make a wise decision on the golf course. I sometimes am a little too cautious. I should be a little bit more aggressive, and sometimes I should be not as aggressive and be more cautious. And students are taught all these things. So you learn golf and life. And that's what the Aloha State Junior Golfers is all about. And we're having a fundraiser because it's very, very inexpensive. It's $7.50 for 1 hour. And it's a group of kids. So they're all together. They're having some fun. They're learning the game. And then we talk to them about these life lessons and things that they need to know. And it's really, really, really affordable. So we do have a fundraiser. The Fall Invitational Golf Tournament is October 5th, Barbers Point Golf Course. It's a two-person scramble, no handicaps. Field is limited to 24 teams. That's 48 players. They'll tee off at 12 noon at Barbers Point Golf Course. It's $100 per player. You can get $20 mulligans if you'd like, or you can sponsor a hole, or you can make a donation if you don't golf at all. So if you don't golf, be a hole sponsor or just donate some team prizes. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. You can get more information at AlohaStateJuniorGolfers.org. That's what's happening for us on Sunday, and that's from 10 until 11 at Bayview Golf Course. We're having some problem getting through to Ray Malloy, so we're going to try to contact him, take a break, come back, and then I'll talk to you about Esker Hills, and then Ron Cyrak will be with us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, "Call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question: what is 6 times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right, it's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
You know, our streaming must be doing just fine today, and I'm so excited about that. Mark O'Shea, only just in the heart of Ireland, he said. Actually, I put out on Twitter that we'd be talking with Esker Hills and that it's in Ireland, and his reply was, only just the heart of Ireland, one of the best courses you can play. Get yourself there. So what we're doing is the 2019 exclusive listeners tour to Ireland. And you'll be staying at the K Club. You'll be playing at the K Club. We're going to go all over and just have a great time. It's a week-long tour presented by Fairways and Fun Days. It's actually put together by them. They're award-winning, and some of the things that they do, I watch on social media, really nice. They're Ireland's best inbound premier golf tours. And so it's a VIP tour for those of you who'd like to go to Ireland. It's like, is that one of your bucket list dreams? This is such a good price, too. It's some of Ireland's top courses and resorts, as I said, the K Club, and you'll have a personal caddy if you'd like to have a caddy. We're going to play at Ballybunion. We're going to experience, and, you know, yes, we're going to be at Esker Hills, too. And we're going to just have a really good time. The Wild Atlantic Way, have you heard of that? Well, you'll be able to see it. Waterville, that's another one of the golf courses we'll be playing at. Traveling in luxury vans. Fine Irish dining in the evening. Check out the pubs, have lunches and breakfasts, and just have fun. Tour the towns, the shops, castles. That, you know, that's why I said to Alex, it's important what he said. Well, that wasn't really important, Danielle. Well, it was important. The fabulous food that you can find. You need to know where you can go find that, because you don't have a whole lot of time to go searching for stuff. You know, that's just, you just have a few days. So knowing where to go is part of it. So if you're interested, just check it out. Go to the webpage, radiogolfclub.com. And on the side, you'll see the banner. And that'll take you to an exclusive page. And there's nothing that's going to, you know, trigger something that's going to put anything on your computer, okay? It's HTTPS. So that's for security. radiogolfclub.com, and find out more about our trip, our exclusive listeners tour. We were going to tell you about Esker Hills with the general manager, Ray Molloy. He has not called in, unfortunately, but it's such an interesting story about this golf course. The way this golf course was fashioned was the retreating glaciers, and it carved out, as those glaciers retreated, just carved out this fascinating golf course. It has lakes, but it's beautiful. It's very undulating. I don't think it's quite as harsh as the Evian is where they're playing in Switzerland. That's a pretty rough course. I'm not sure that I would want to have fun, and I don't know that I could on that golf course. You really have to know your limits. But this course, Esker Hills, is very cool. And apparently in 1885, there was a 9-hole course, which is now on the back end of this 18-hole course that was put together. Christy O'Connor was the architect, did it in, I think it was 1997. And now it's Esker Hills, and the family is Ray Molloy and his family. And they got together with another family and bought the land. So it's family owned, and that always makes me happy. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. And we're going to come back. We're going to, you can always listen to us at radiogolfclub.com, where I just told you to go for the banner. Yes, we have an archive, which is like the library of all the shows in the past. And there's the streaming where you can go and listen to the show as it's happening right now. If you're on the road or sitting at your computer, you can listen to that. And we're podcasting, so if you want to hear it later on demand, you can do that too. And it's available at iTunes and TuneIn and all the places where you get your podcasts. So we'll take a break. Then Ron Cyrak is up. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futurastone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futurastone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futurastone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futurastone, only the best.
Are you dreaming about a golf vacation to Ireland? Do you want to play some of the best golf courses in the world? Well, now is your chance. Danielle and the team at the Golf Club Radio Show have teamed up with Fairways and Fundays, Ireland's best golf tour operator, to offer you a chance to visit Ireland in 2019. Play some of the world's best golf courses. Enjoy spectacular scenery and exhilarating evening entertainment. And, of course, sample the odd pint of Guinness. This is a perfect tour for golfers and non-golfers alike. Contact Danielle and her team at the Golf Club Radio Show for more information. We look forward to seeing you in the Emerald Isle in 2019.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
One of the reviews about Esker Hills came from a guy from Australia. I'll be making future trips to Ireland just to play here again. We were lucky enough to have someone tell us about this course, as it really is a hidden treasure. We were treated by friendly staff who did all that they could to accommodate us getting on the course. We've spent the last few weeks traveling Ireland, playing various courses, and with the current record-breaking drought, a lot of them have been very dry in the fairways, not at Esker Hills. The grounds were lush, very well kept. The actual design and layout is inspiring. The only thing I wish about this course is that I live next to it, so I could be a member. I will definitely be making trips back to Australia to play Esker Hills again. Thank you. So, sounds like a really cool course, and we're just having some connection problems. We'll have to reschedule Ray for another time because I'm looking forward to talking to him about his family-owned golf course. Now, in the clubhouse comes, I don't know if I should ask how he did today, Ron Cyrak, ronsyrak.com, special to the LPGA, Golf Channel contributor and author, Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose. It was published in 8 languages. Ron, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
So did Every Shot have a purpose today?
Well, you know, I would have liked to have played better, but I'm in sixth place going into the second round. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, that's a good spot to be in. Oh, I like that. No pressure of being in the lead. You're kind of charging. Oh, awesome, awesome. You know, a lot of people. Let's go straight to the Evian Championship, the final major of 2018. It's the women are playing, and I kept watching on Golf Channel, and I was watching Morning Drive, and the question was, will an American win the Evian Championship? I know we've got another day to go, but everybody was like, the chances of winning, 10 being the highest number. It was just interesting to hear everybody say that, and now I'm looking at Amy Olsen in the lead, but Se-Yeon Kim is right behind. Mo Martin is 10 under. Inbee Park is 9. Angela Stanford also tied at 9 under. Georgia Hall, 9 under. And then we have Ryan O'Toole at 8 under. So there are Americans competing.
Yeah, you know, the Americans haven't been shut out in the majors since 2012 and have only been shut out in the majors four times since Siri Pack had that monumental win at the 1998 U.S. Women's Open. So this would be a significant thing if the Americans don't win. I don't think anybody had Amy Olson on their list going into this weekend as somebody who would end the U.S. Non-winning streak in the majors. Mo Martin, of course, won the 2014 Women's British Open at Royal Birkdale, and so she's got that experience there. But it's going to be a fascinating finish because Amy's the she's probably the best woman golfer to come out of North Dakota. I think we can safely say that.
Well, that's interesting because Amy Olson, I don't know. Mo Martin, I know, and didn't you tweet something this week that said Mo Martin has like an 84% hitting the fairways?
She has so far this year driven the ball 1,031 times and missed a total of 164 fairways. That's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, she's just the straightest hitter of the golf ball that I've ever seen, you know.
That's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. That was great. I'm wishing you had that, you know, in your bag all the time. What is it that she can't count on like she can her driver?
Well, you know, she is Mo's a tough kid. She grew up in a family outside Los Angeles. They didn't have much money. What her dad did is built a net for her in the driveway, and she learned the game by hitting balls into a net in her driveway. Doesn't hit the ball very far, but when she won that British Open in 2014, she won it with an eagle on the final hole at Royal Birkdale, and she almost made a double eagle. She hit the flag stick, lifted out the cup with a 3-wood,
wow,
and then rolled it in to win. So she's a grinder. She's just a tough woman who just plays the game with all of her heart.
Yeah, and with Inbee Park lurking, it's a just strange word, but she is like a shark. You know, she just kind of and she's always right there. And then all of a sudden, and that putter that she's got, it's like if she's got a putt, you almost say that it's going to drop.
Yeah, you never know when Inbee's going to run in 5 putts in a row on you or 6 putts in a row on you. You know, that's what she does. Inbee does 3 things really well. She keeps her golf ball out of trouble, she keeps her composure, and she makes putts. Those 3 things will win you a lot of golf tournaments. Those are 3 things that the recreational golfer should really learn about. You know, drive the ball in the fairway, don't get rattled when you hit a bad shot, and learn how to make putts. Those 3 things will always keep you in contention.
There you go. And then, so it's Amy Olson in the lead. So Amy out of North Dakota, where did she go to school? Do you know much about her?
She went to North Dakota State, where she won an NCAA record 20 tournaments.
Wow.
So she knows how to win, you know. She's 26 years old. You know, I mean, you could compare her in a way sort of to Marina Alex, who broke through and got her first win a couple of weeks ago. Marina played 4 years at Vanderbilt. They're people going against the type. In this age when players are turning, particularly women players, are turning pro at 17, 18 years old, they went to college. They went to 4 years of college. They learned the game there. Then they come out on the tour, and they gradually work their way up. It happened with Marina Alex. She finally broke through and got her win. And now Amy Olson at 26 might be ready to get her first win. And we already have earlier this year, you know, Pernilla Lindbergh won the ANA Inspiration, got her first LPGA win at the age of 31. In a major championship.
It's really exciting.
Not out of the realm of possibility for Amy to do this.
No, not at all. There's Angela Stanford. Ryan O'Toole shot a 63 today. That golf course is not an easy course to shoot a 63 on.
No, they've been getting really good luck with the weather this year. Since they moved it from July to September 5 years ago, twice they've had to shorten the tournament to 54 holes because of bad weather. I mean, look, it's the middle of September and you're in the French Alps. Danielle, you know that country very well. It's right across Lake Geneva, you know, from Switzerland.
Exactly.
And they're moving the tournament back to the last week of July next year. which is weather-wise the way more appropriate year or a month of the year to have the tournament.
Yeah, they got lucky. You know, you just never know when what's brewing up in the Alps and what's going to come down to the lakes. Yeah. In between the atmospheric conditions are not always reliable. When she shot that 63, she said, it's interesting. Do you have, you know, like little superstitions about what you should do tonight to prepare for tomorrow?
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating how different those things can be. For some players, it's just like, don't think about it.
Yes, she said she was going to go. She's thinking about going to the same restaurant she went to last night. And you know, so she's going to try to do what she did the night before she shot a 63. But the bottom line is, not thinking about it was the most important thing. I don't want to think about where I am on the leaderboard. I just want to go out and shoot the best round that I can. And Ryan O'Toole, when she came out on tour, there were a lot of expectations about her just being one of the next great American players. She's run into a lot of obstacles, and I don't know what they are, but seeing her come out so strong on that course is really cool.
Yeah, she burst on the scene as the 2011 U.S. Women's Open at the Broadmoor, where she was in contention there. She impressed Rosie Jones enough that Rosie made her a captain picks for the Ryder Cup team. And it looked like she was going to be, you know, one of the next best big things out there. And she's got everything else going for it. She's a very personable person. You know, she's really easy for the media and the fans, gets along with everybody that way. And you know, but the bottom line is, you need success. You need to win. And she hasn't been able to put that together.
There was a writer, I'm not going to say his name, but he said, and I think, I mean, looking at the television, the views are absolutely fantastic, watching the Evian Championship. One writer said, from the UK, he described it as one awful golf course. It looks, but it does look difficult. You've been there. Have you played it at all? What's it like?
Having covered that tournament 10 times, I can say this. It's a golf course that has some of the most stunning views that you're going to see everywhere. But, you know, sometimes the side of a mountain is not the best place to build a golf course. So there are some challenges out there. And they've had those challenges over the years. When it became a major championship 5 years ago, Steve Smyers did a redesign on it, and he fixed some of the problems with the golf course. But there are still, just because of where the land is, a real logistical issues to try to, for an architect to try to come up with a good and with a playable golf course. I think that the demands of the golf course really are the fact that you know, playing on the side of a mountain, you got a lot of side hill lies. You got a lot of weird, challenging ways that you have to attack the golf hole.
Exactly, and the putting, it's weird to figure out. Everything, I guess, goes to the lake, but does it? I mean, you can't always say it's going to go to the water.
Yeah, you know, as they always say at the ANA Inspiration at Mission Hills, everything breaks towards Indio, except nobody knows where Indio is.
There you go. That's exactly what I was thinking when I was watching them putt on some of those.
But you do have holes at Avion where you know where the lake is. You can see it down there, and you think intuitively stuff's got to break that way, but there are some holes that just break the other way, and that makes it challenging.
Yeah, precisely. So we're talking with Ron Cyrak, and you can find his work at roncyrak.com or LPGA, special to the LPGA, and they have special articles Ron writes for the LPGA during this time. Yesterday, it was so cool to see Maria Torres of Puerto Rico tied for the lead after 36 holes. What a strong champion she will be one day.
Yeah, she really snuck up on anybody. And you think about it, a year ago at this time, she was worrying about her homeland, which was being battered by the hurricane in Puerto Rico. And for her to come out and really to be playing the way she's playing, I don't think anybody thought that she would get it together this quickly. But really, it's been going on for a couple of months now, where she's been sneaking up on the field and lurking in positions where she's going to get a win sometime soon.
And it's interesting that she doesn't wear golf shoes. I was just reading an article about her on cloud running shoes that she wears because of the tendonitis and inflammation issues. So I was thinking, goodness, on a course like the Evian, you'd want as much traction. Hold me in place.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story, Danielle. 10 years ago, in May, when Annika Sorenstam announced that she was going to retire at the end of the year, she said to me, hey, you've walked so many holes with me. You want to caddy for me in the Pro-Am or one of the tournaments before the end of the year? And I said, yeah, that'd be fun. Let's do that. And her caddy turned to me and said, I know just the golf course. And he picked Evian because he wanted me to have to carry that 45-pound bag up the side of a mountain.
That's
so
cruel.
He got back at me.
Yes. I'm not going to make this easy. Well, what was it like? Did you caddy all 4 days?
No, I just caddied for her in the Pro-Am.
Okay.
And I'll say this about Annika. Annika never played around lackadaisically in her life. You know, she played that day like it was the final round of the U.S. Open. She grinded on every shot she ever played, ever.
Yeah, and you know, and knowing how important every shot was in her mind, you either are in or you're out. There's no in between. It's not like she could be a mom and a businesswoman and play golf at the same time, because she's committed and it's got to be right. Yeah.
I think she understood that early in her career, that it's not a switch you can turn on and off. You know, you've got to turn it on and leave it on. And that's what she did for the entire time she was out there.
Can I ask you about Lexi Thompson? She missed the cut. She skipped the Ricoh Women's British, saying that she was mentally and physically exhausted. Of course, her mother fighting cancer. Came back trying to figure out, she said, what makes her happy off the course, to find out who she really is. And she had a hard time she just missed the cut, flubbed that shot, chip shot that she needed to make the cut into the weekend. What's your take?
Well, first off, I think the fact that she's acknowledging some things right now is a positive step forward. Lexi's been living almost her entire life, certainly since she was 12 years old, inside the golf bubble. Her entire life has been defined by the golf bubble. You know, I saw Michelle Wee go through this too. It wasn't really till Michelle got to Stanford University and had her 5 years there that she started to figure out what else there was in life that made her happy. But she had friends. She made friends at Stanford who didn't care that she was a great golfer. They just liked her as a person. And I think when that's one of the problems that comes with kids getting out there at such an early age. I know part of what Siri Park wants to do right now is go back to Korea, work with young players, and teach them how to have a more well-rounded life. Siri will tell you that she had burnout issues in her career. And you know, learn something else that makes you happy, whether it's cooking or going shopping or whatever. Figure out something else that makes you happy in your life. Michelle Wee paints, you know. Discovering other things that you can find joy in really makes you a more grounded person. And I think Lexi is looking for that balance in her life right now.
Yeah, she also said she's looking for what makes her happy on the golf course, which made me feel like, is she so burned out? Has she been in the game for so long that right now she's not happy with what she's chosen to do?
Well, she had a brutal year last year. I mean, she had her mom's health issues. She was denied a major championship by a 4-stroke penalty that almost everybody agrees should have at worst been a 2-stroke penalty, and then she still wins the tournament. So everything that I heard from inside the Lexi camp is that she handled it so well immediately, so well, but as time went by, she started to realize what an injustice that was, what happened to her to Anna. I mean, look, that cost her 2 Hall of Fame points. You know, it cost her a point for winning a major championship. She would have been player of the year if she had won that tournament. So I think as more time went on, she realized how badly she'd been hurt then, and I think there was like a residual effect that caught up to her and really, really wore her down emotionally.
You know, I think that's absolutely correct, because what she went on to say is, I don't even know how I played that well last year after dealing with everything that she was dealing with and then going out on the golf course and still performing like a champion. it's like beware of the sick person. But inside yourself, when you're in shock and you're in automatic pilot, you're just going, 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 going. And then at some point, you can't go anymore. It will happen if you don't get a rest.
You know, I remember the 2014 Swinging Skirts Tournament in San Francisco. I guess it was the year after Michelle, we had graduated from Stanford University, and I was chatting with her, and she said, the accomplishment in my life I'm the most proud of is having a Stanford University degree. And I thought, that's amazing. That's really amazing that of all that she's done in golf, that's what she's most proud of. And I think Lexi needs something like that in her life right now. She needs something else that's going to give her a sense of validation in the world and a sense of happiness. And then you're able to carry that out onto the golf course.
Yeah, very true. Let's switch it up a little bit. We've got a couple of things coming up. Oh, I don't know, the Ryder Cup, the Tour Championship, and who gets the FedEx Cup. So, it's just interesting to see, Tiger Woods, his influence on the ticket sales. The Tour Championship pass, single day, is up, the price, the average price, is up 170% from the 2017 event. That's on Vivid Seats. The Vivid's Tour page, the championship, it's up 65%. It's amazing the difference that he's making, the excitement that he's bringing. Do you think that's good or bad for the PGA Tour?
Well, it's good. I mean, you know, it brings attention to the game. And the PGA Tour is getting exactly, they're probably getting the best case scenario out of Tiger. He's in contention every time he tees it up, but he's not winning. So, you know, as soon as he wins, it's going to take some of the fascination out of it. Like, okay, he's got his win now. But right now, everybody goes, I mean, he's had six chances to win golf tournaments this year. Going into Sunday, he's had six chances to win and hasn't gotten it done. So that fascination is really making people tune in to see what he's going to do. And Danielle, let's be honest here. Probably half of the people who follow Tiger aren't Tiger fans. You know, they're sort of like have that sort of NASCAR instinct in them.
Yes.
They want the car crash to happen.
Yes, so, or they want to be there if he actually wins.
Right, exactly. So what you've got is this incredible fascination with him, both from Tiger lovers and the people who don't love Tiger. And I would say right now, probably about a third of the people out there are hardcore, dyed-in-the-wool Tiger lovers. About a third of the people aren't really, really Tiger fans. And the other third just love great golf. And if he's in contention, they're going to watch. So you have all three groups are fascinated about him, watching him.
Yeah, it's final question. Thoughts on the Ryder Cup? See, I got to say it. I think sometimes that Tiger Woods brings so much attention when he leaves, there's a vacuum. And we haven't figured out how to fill that void that, you know, it is gone when Tiger Woods isn't at an event. And
It may take a decade. It may take a generation to fill that void. There was 11 years between Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. And really, if you throw out the 86 Masters, there was 17 years between Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. So it's like once every generation, a player that special comes along.
Okay,
I think this Ryder Cup is going to be fascinating.
I've got 30 seconds for this. Can you tell me your is the European or team or the U.S. team top dog?
I think it's as close as it's ever been. You've got all 10 players, all of the top 10 of the world rankings are on these two teams, 14 of the top 15, 17 of the top 20, and 20 of the top 25. So I think it's going to be really, really close.
I certainly hope so, because it's going to be really exciting. The Golf Nacional is going to be that factor that we can't predict. We've got great teams on both sides. The golf course, how they're going to handle it, we'll see. Ron Cyrak, I hope you'll be on the show again real soon. We'll talk about it some more. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. See you down the road.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. Creative Plumbing. Whether you are starting from the ground up, and that's a huge operation, you need somebody right there next to you. You've got a new build, you've got a renovation, or a repair. call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. I've seen what they can do when they excavate, get down to those pipes and put in brand new ones, leaving the building standing. So it's an amazing job that Creative Plumbing does. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen, they make runways, if you want, okay, for your plane to land on, okay? They specialize in the AquaPave on-site stormwater source control system. Do we maybe need that nowadays? Yes, Futuristone, only the best. And speaking of the best, Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. You want that kind of security? You need that kind of security. Provide lasting security and safety, not just for your business, but more importantly, for your home and for your family. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. He's in France. He's going to be on the show real soon to talk about what he's up to. Maybe he'll tell us where the best little cafe is, what he thinks the best chocolate croissant is. I think that's an American invention. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Always a pleasure talking with my guests, and I hope you enjoy it too. I wanted to give away golf balls today, and we should just give out the number. And the person who calls, even if the show's over, 808-546-5675. Aloha, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.